This week's matchup against the Miami Dolphins will feature a pair of second-year quarterbacks in Ryan Tannehill and Brandon Whedon, who were both selected in the 2012 NFL Draft. Whedon addressed members of the media today and is excited for this weekend's matchup.
What do you remember about last year's opener?
Too much, I think. You know, obviously didn't start well with getting trapped on the flag, so that's right. I kind of keep my eye out for those things now, but that it started bad and you know, just didn't play well. It was fast. I remember, you know, that defense was fast. I mean, Osamu and Cromartie on the edges were pressing. They were really good out there. So didn't go. I mean, we gave ourselves a chance to, you know, to win the game. That's what's as bad as we played. We still had a chance to win, and you know, obviously weren't able to do it.
How much has the team improved? How much have you improved?
You know, the teams, we've come a long ways. You know, I think we've added some pieces really to make us stronger. I think we've got a great core of veteran guys that have, you know, kind of set the foundation and, you know, moving forward. And then, you know, I think, you know, as far as myself, I think I've gotten better. You know, I think it comes with reps, it comes with experience, and it comes with seeing things for several times, because it's, like I said, that Philly game, I mean, it was so fast, because it was my first time in the fire, and you just kind of get better each time you get reps, and you know, I'm excited, you know, starting year two.
Hey, when I asked Chud before where you were in progression and experience, whatever, you said right on track. Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, I think so, and it'll be good to get out, and you know, obviously, you know, when it means something. I think, you know, the preseason, you know, we did some good things, you know, had a lot to learn from, but I think I'm on track. You know, I'm definitely not pleased and satisfied. I want to keep continuing to get better. But I think that comes with, you know, again, playing and studying and keep continuing to learn this offense.
What do you think, Brandon, specifically, it makes a second-year quarterback better than his first year in the NFL?
Well, I think just, again, experience. You know, you can't simulate reps in practice. You can't simulate game reps. So it's just part of playing this position, because you don't get hit in practice. You're not, you know, it's just a little bit different feel in the pocket. But, you know, I think just experience, confidence, you know, you kind of know what to expect. You know how to approach it. You know how to plan. You know how to prepare for, you know, by watching tape and doing those things. And you know, just several things. I think, you know, and if we go backwards, that's not a good thing. You know, we as a player, you want to get better each year. And everybody says your biggest jump is from year one to year two. And, you know, I think, again, it goes just from the experiences you had, you know, in the previous year.
On the flip side of that, how do you avoid, you know, a lot of second-year quarterbacks suffer sort of a sophomore slump? Why does that happen, and how do you avoid that?
I don't know how it happens. I haven't started my sophomore year yet, but, you know, I just think, again, I think with this system we have in place, and obviously got a lot of turnover, a lot of changes, I'm excited about, you know, this system and what it allows us to do offensively. So I don't know, maybe you can ask me that question next year this time.
There's a couple guys who on this locker room have lost every home opener, every season opener. You've only been to one. But do you feel an urgency among those older guys to start the season differently?
Yeah, you know, obviously I'm very aware of the opener situation. I'm not sure how many years, but I know it's been a while. I know DeQuell's probably, him and Joe are the longest tenured guys here, and they haven't won one. So as a player, I mean, you always want to start the season off on the right foot. You know, you want to get momentum going into week two and you know, propel you in the right direction. And so, you know, for these fans, obviously we'd love to win the opener at home and just, you know, give them something to be excited about and moving forward. But as a player, I think it's just starting off on the right track and get momentum going.
Chad, though, says, you know, he's not putting more emphasis on this game, that there's a danger if you know, put too much in the first game and it doesn't come out well.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, it's a long season. I mean, as a player, I mean, this is it's a very long season. You don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. I agree with Chud. You know, you prepare and you give it all you have. And then, you know, unfortunately, win, lose, or draw, you got to move on, because it's such a long season. You can't take weeks off. These football teams are too good. And so, you know, we're going to prepare and spend as much time as we can on these guys and go out and play as well as we can and hopefully give ourselves, you know, a chance to win.
How many times did you play Tannehill? Was it more than
twice. Once he was a receiver and then once he was a quarterback.
How much impact do you think Norv's going to have from a play-calling standpoint in the regular season?
Well, I think a lot. I think, one, he knows the system, obviously, but he knows what we do well and what we were able to, you know, as far as what our receivers can do and tight ends and so forth. But I think he's, again, a huge asset for this, probably the biggest asset for this offense, because he's, you know, this is his system. He's been doing it for a long time, so it's, you know, we're not relying on him. He's going to try to put us in position, but there's going to be times he's not going to call the perfect play. You know, he can't do that. It's not possible. So it's up to us to make it work. You know, me and the receivers and up front. I mean, it's just It's tough. He's good at what he does, but you know, he can't be perfect. Can't call a perfect game. So it's on us to make the plays right.
Do you see a lot of parallels between you and Ryan? You know, coming now into your second year and you know really making a lot of progress. And are you guys friends? And do you talk about all this?
Yeah, we're buddies. You know, and you know, our wives got to know each other a little bit. You know, I see a lot of I mean, we came from a similar situation in college, obviously being 2-year starters and those types of things. You know, he's got a bright future. He's a talented guy. I saw it in college, and obviously last year he had a good year. So it'll be fun, you know, again to compete against him. Last time we played was in A&M, and it was a wild one. We came back to win in the second half, and Justin Blackman was running in circles just to let the time expire. So hopefully we don't have to do that this week, but we'll see. He's a good player. It'll be fun to go up against him.
Brandon, when you look at the tape, what worries you about Miami's defense?
You know, they're good. I think their front four is very sound. Obviously, Wake, you know, he's a great pass rusher. You know, Demetri Patterson was here last year. He's a good player, good cover guy. You know, Grimes can cover. I mean, they're a very sound, good, you know, good defense. I mean, all across the board. Ellerby was obviously in Baltimore, so we've seen him a couple times. And you know, you gotta be patient. You know, they're gonna make their plays. They're gonna make their share of opportunities. It's just up to us to be patient and keep containing the plug. And
do you have more freedom to call audibles in this offense than you did last year?
Yeah, but it's just, you know, it's getting ourselves in better plays. I mean, it's not really freedom to just change a play into whatever I want. You know, we have guidelines and we have, you know, things we go throughout the week and you know, we practice those. And so, yeah, I mean, we have plays where it's my job to get us in better plays. Yeah.
How do you like the plan of Bess and Benjamin filling in for Josh this first couple of weeks?
It'll be good. I think, obviously, him coming from, you know, Bess coming from Miami, he, you know, he knows their DBs and they kind of know him, so it's going to be it'll be fun to watch him go to work. But you know, Travis, we know what he brings. He can fly and he can do those things to stretch it vertically. So I'm excited. It's a good opportunity for those guys, and you know, I think they won't miss a beat. They'll go in there and fill his shoes well, and I'm excited. You know, hopefully, they both have big days.
What kind of an impact does it have on your offense to take Josh Gordon out of there for 2 games?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, it hurts. I mean, he's a talented player. I mean, he's a guy that we're gonna rely on throughout the 14 games after he comes back to be a big emphasis in this offense. But with that being said, I mean, my confidence in the other guys who are going to step in are just as high. You know, they're great players, have a lot of ability and a lot of really good things to help us win. And, you know, yeah, it's not ideal situation, but, again, I've got a lot of confidence in those guys who will be taking his spot.
Could you enumerate the 3 or 4 things that you were better at than you were even at the end of last year? Having done through the whole offseason?
Yeah, I think, again, just confidence in what we're doing offensively. I think, you know, my understanding of this offense, you know, now compared to last year. And then, you know, I think seeing defenses, seeing blitzes, seeing those things, understanding our protections. And then just from a leadership standpoint, I think on the field, if something's not right, it's my job to make it right, whether it's emotion or somebody lines up wrong. I mean, those things last year, I was so worried about what we were doing and not making a mistake from my end. Now, you know, it's my job to get those guys lined up. And so, just again, comfort, you know, understanding of this offense and all those things.
Now, on an extension of that, from the standpoint that it's so important to be able to hold up against NFL hits, what's your mindset to being able to stand up to all the hits that you have to take in your job?
Yeah, I took some big ones last year. You know, fortunately, I'm a bigger guy, and you know they hurt. I mean, they're not fun, but you know, you just gotta. Again, it's a tough man's game. You're gonna get hit. We didn't sign up knowing we're not gonna get hit. Unfortunately, in this position, we don't get to hit anybody, and we just stand there and just get hit. But that's part of playing the position. Again, it's you know, it's not as bad as it looks. You know, it's never as bad as it looks, but. Again, it's got to be tough. It's a grown man's game.
Remember, I just got Gruden before your draft saying, oh, this guy, Whedon, he beat them all. He beat Tannehill. He beat Luck. He beat RG3. Is the frustration growing to beat them in the NFL?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I want to beat – if we're playing checkers, I want to beat them. You know, I mean, that's just the way my competition level is. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it counted then when we beat them. You know, now it counts again. I want to give our team every opportunity to win, whether it's those guys or whoever else we're playing.
Can you talk about Trent Richardson, just how well he played and how valuable he'll be to you in these games?
Yeah, Trent's obviously, you know, Norv wants to run the football. And, you know, we're going to rely on Trent, and he's going to get his touches. He has to. He's too good of a player, too big of an asset for this offense. And we expect big things. And he's a good player. He's going to be he's going to give me the workhorse. That's just, and he's used to it. He knows that, and he's, I think he's excited about it.